with Andy and Virginia, let's turn back the clock.
Good morning.
Hi.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low. Hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown. Hearts seem light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown. Chinatown, oh Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Oh, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown, heart seems light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown.
Okay, come on. Go home.
Your day complete now?
Yeah, my day's complete. Oh, that's one of the greatest albums he's ever made, you know it?
That was Bing Crosby.
Yeah, with Buddy Cole's quartet, you know.
Yeah.
Singing what?
Chinatown, My Chinatown.
And from the Decca LP album, New Tricks.
Chinatown, My Chinatown sold over 1 million sheet music copies when it was written in 1906 by James Schwartz and William Jerome. Here's one of the original recordings as we turn back the clock to 53 years ago, when the American Quartet sang Chinatown.
When the town is fast asleep, and it's midnight in the sky, that's the time the festive king starts to wink his other eye. Starts to wink his dreamy eye. Lazily you'll hear him cry, Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low.
Hearts that know no other land,
other land drifting through.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I start in praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow way up in the blue, I always remember
like those McGuire sisters, huh?
I know you do.
Yeah, singing Moon Glow. And it's from their choral album, While the Lights Are Low.
Will Hudson, Eddie DeLange, and Irving Mills were the writers of Moon Glow.
How old is it?
Back in 1934.
1934. Winks, is that when he was born? Is that what you said,
Wayne? Oh. We won't comment on that. He would have had more hair than this if he'd... Here's a version that sold over a million copies as we turn back the clock to 1936.
Poor little Winky.
When the Benny Goodman Quartet played Moon Glow.
Thank you.
And now, Andy, who continues with Turn Back the Clock?
Well, it's Roberta Sherwood, Virginia, with the second part of her story. You remember I had asked her yesterday about her father.
Yeah.
And Roberta was saying...
I stayed with my father as long as he was around. And what a wonderful, wonderful man he was. And his name was Bob Sherwood.
Bob Sherwood.
And he always had aspirations in this world, and he had dreams, of course, and wanted to be in big-time show business, but never made it. He always figured he had the name, because the name has always, there's always been somebody with that name, like Robert E. Sherwood of prominence. And my dad, I guess when he was a young man, he gloried in that name. He thought, but he never made it. But we had a wonderful life. My mother died when I was very young, and my sister and my dad and I, we trooped this whole country. I saw all of this country. By the time I was 16 years old, I'd seen it all. But only in small-time show business, Andy, and you know how that is.
Gus Sun time.
Gus Sun.
Poli.
Poli. Oh, you know them all. Don't forget the Butterfield time. But we never saw the Keith time, and we never saw the Pantages time. But we traveled with a dog, and I had a canary bird. And I always loved this old story of me walking in this lovely old hotel in Savannah, Georgia, where all these people that come for the winter, they have been coming, say, 25 years, and they get up in the morning at 7 o'clock and have their newspaper down in the lobby. And this show walks in, and this girl walks across the lobby. I was 17, 18 years old with a canary bird, and get right in the middle of the lobby, and the bottom falls out of the canary bird cage. And the bird goes one way, and the feet goes another, and I start yelling, Billy, 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 because they had fans in those days, you know. Yeah. So the bellboys caught the bird, and he was all right, but my dad says, I'm sure that everybody knows there's a show in town.
There you are, your own promotion.
Yeah, yeah. And this bird, I have to tell you a little bit about him, because he only sang at night. He sang the most beautiful you'll ever hear a canary, but he only sang when we got home at night from the theater. And we started doing our little chores, you know, two girls, and we were fussing around, and we'd be singing, you know, and this bird would sing so beautiful. Or when we'd get packed up and get everything in the car to make our trip at night, overland. And we'd be driving along in the mountains, and this bird would be singing like, oh. He loved the trolley cars. He loved stations. He loved taxi cabs. So we thought, this is no life for a canary bird. We'll send him up in the country to my aunt, who lived on a farm at the time. And we sent Billy up there, and he couldn't stand the quiet, so he just laid down and forgot it. So that's the story of that. I haven't had a canary since.
Well, Roberta...
How did I get in there with that canary?
All right.
I love this little bird, you know.
We were starting this career of show business of yours. Then what happened?
That was on those tab shows, you know, in the 30s. We all went from small-time vaudeville in Chautauqua. And, of course, I spent time on a circus, too.
You did.
Oh, that I loved.
What did you do in a circus?
Well, I did a little bit of everything. I did a little swinging ladder, and I did a little bit in a concert, and I rode. Oh, yeah, and I hung by my teeth and almost pulled them all out. And, yes, I got real good broken in on that. That was what my father was afraid of, because he certainly knew I had no talent for that. And he thought, she's going to lose all her teeth. You won't be able to sing, crying out loud.
Was the circus life as romantic and as everybody paints it?
Oh, it's very good.
Is it a good life?
It's a good life, and they're wonderful, wonderful people.
That's what I've always heard.
And they know their business, and they stick together, and they help one another. And it's a very wonderful... And you must know your business around a circus.
Yeah.
You must be born to this.
Yeah.
And, of course, I wasn't born on a circus, but I just thought it would be one of those wonderful things I'd like to do.
Experience.
I wanted to do it all, you know.
Experience that you wouldn't have missed for all the
time. I wouldn't have missed it for anything. When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep, counting my blessings. And when my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. And I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads. And one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. And if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. And you fall asleep counting your blessings. When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my old bankroll is getting small, and I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads. And one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. And you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Yeah, that was Roberta Sherwood singing Count Your Blessings, and it's from her new Decca long play album, Look for the Silver Lining.
Tomorrow at the same time, Roberta will tell you more about her Cinderella career.
Embrace me, my sweet embrace of you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to mama, come to mama, do. My sweet you. sweet embrace of all my irreplaceable.
That was?
No, I don't.
The Body. Marie McDonald singing Embraceable You, and it's from her RCA Victor album, The Body Sings.
Well, Virginia, I guess that's all the time we have today.
Afraid so, Andy. But folks, thanks for tuning in.
Whether your choice of music is with Virginia for the new selections,
or whether you like to reminisce with Andy,
join us when we gather around the turntables tomorrow morning to
turn back the clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.